presents this unabridged recording of Princess Celestia and the Summer of Royal Waves, My Little Pony, The Princess Collection, Book 1, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. Sunrise over Canterlot. The sunlight dappled across the castle floor in multicolored shards, softening the appearance of the checkered stones with warmth and energy. The gentle haze of daybreak had always been Princess Celestia's favorite time, not just because she was in charge of the rising sun. To her, the dawn was a peaceful and quiet promise of things to come. Activities of the exciting day still lay ahead of all the ponies in the land. Today would be a beautiful sunrise. Celestia turned to the sun and focused her magic. She watched the progression of the golden orb climbing higher into the sky, turning her attention back to the pattern projected onto the floor every so often with the focused care of an artist creating a grand masterpiece. Even though this picture was one that the princess had painted the same way each morning for hundreds of moons, she gave it the same care every single day. It was her honor and duty. The pieces of stained glass set in the center of the main arched window depicted Equestria's newest princess, an exceptionally talented young scholar named Princess Twilight Sparkle. The new royal and her 5 best pony friends and dragon assistant, whose images were immortalized in the glass as well, had protected Equestria from peril on more than one occasion. They now nobly sought to spread the true spirit of the elements of harmony and, in turn, the magic of friendship across its lands. Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, Rarity, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Fluttershy, and Spike had come a long way since they'd all become friends. Celestia beamed with pride whenever the young heroes graced her thoughts, or when their image in the window caught her attention. A prominent piece of purple glass in the window cast a glow in the shape of a star on the center tile of the floor, signaling that the mourning process was almost complete. Celestia closed her almond-shaped eyes, and her dark lashes pressed down in stark contrast against her white cheekbones. She mustered every inch of strength in her body. She felt herself glistening with magical energy, from the bottom of her gilded hooves to the edges of her flowing mane of lavender, pale green, and periwinkle blue, and bursting out to the very tip of her long, pearled horn. When Celestia opened her eyes again, the sun had reached the highest peak of its arc in the sky. The world was bright. "Gradius ad solis ortum," the princess recited as she bowed deeply to the sun. "Thank you for allowing me to guide you, and thank you for another day of light." "Beautifully done, sister." "Thank you, Luna," Celestia smirked without turning around. "I did think that sunrise was particularly smooth." "'Twas indeed." Princess Luna stifled a yawn as she stepped forward to meet her elder sister. The contrast of the rich, velvety darkness of Luna's blue hide next to Celestia's pale, pearly complexion was stark. It mirrored the colors of the skies that they each watched over, light and dark, night and day. But the sisters were not so different. In addition to raising the sun and the moon, they both ruled over Equestria, protecting its inhabitants from harm. "You seem more exhausted than usual, Luna." Celestia furrowed her brow in concern as her younger sister yawned again. "Was the night not tranquil?" "I must confess," Luna offered with a deep exhale, "I am feeling the effects of a night time most threatened." She pointed her hoof toward the eastern window of the throne room. Peril on the coast. The coast? Tell me, sister, Celestia urged. What happened? Is there anything I need to attend to on this day? Celestia tried to remain calm as she spoke her words. Perhaps it was because she'd had hundreds of moons of experience dealing with the crisis under her crown. Or perhaps she knew that panicking was the quickest way to derail a solution. Deep breaths and a steady voice were the key. Always maintain a calm composure, and those around would follow suit. Princess Luna shook her head. Her dark, flowing mane billowed around the sides of her face. It was just a manticore disturbance on the coastline, Luna explained, lifting her hoof toward the east. Once my presence was known, I was able to reason with them. Until the Carsonist showed up, he came out of nowhere. She raised her brow in mild exasperation. Luna was tough, so this minor display signaled that the disaster was worse than it had been recounted. Celestia stiffened. Carsonus again? She said with a frown, picturing the beast in her mind. The giant crab species were the size of small buildings and could be quite temperamental. But they were also gentle and understanding. A pony just had to know how to talk to them, to use kindness. There have been far too many disturbances for my likings as of late. Perhaps I should not go to Monocult after all. I'll just head to Horseshoe Bay and... Sister, no! Luna stepped in to block Celestia's path to the door. Her face grew stern. You must keep your promise to Duchess Diamond Waves. You're the only pony who can help her, correct? She seems to believe that the students at her magic school need my help. Celestia bit her lip and reconsidered. It was a struggle for her to relinquish responsibility of Equestria by leaving the capital, but even more of a struggle to let down an old friend in her hour of need. Celestia nodded. You're right. I must go to her. With any luck, I'll have the students of Monocult back on track within a few risings of the sun. Celestia glided toward the balcony again, and Luna soon stood beside her. Both princesses watched over the stirrings of the waking city below in silent reverence. The Canterlot ponies were just beginning to fill the cobblestone paths. A pair of royal guards in their golden armor trotted toward the castle, their blue feathered helmet plumes bobbing up and down as they stepped in time. Across the main plaza, a milk pony was making his morning rounds and placing glass bottles of fresh cream in front of each cafe and residence. On the other side, a group of rambunctious colts and fillies trotted together, giggling and teasing one another. Celestia smiled to herself as she watched them surreptitiously. Her young unicorn students were vivacious, bright as the sun and bursting with talent. What could be so different about the students at Diamond Waves' academy? Celestia wondered. Whatever the reason for their struggle, Princess Celestia was about to find out. She'd be lying if she said she wasn't intrigued by the adventure.